Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's hello again, Des Cahill.
Hello, Anya. We're going to talk about last night's Europa League final when Tottenham ended their trophy drought by beating Manchester United 1-0 in a poor game. Scrappy goal, but it didn't matter to Spurs, who were winning their first title since 2008. They hadn't won in Europe for 41 years. They will be in the Champions League next year. Hugely lucrative. While in contrast, Manchester United will have no European football next season. Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou made a claim last September that he always wins the trophy in his second season with the club. This was when he was under pressure about Tottenham's performance, but he's been proven correct. But will he survive as a manager, given how poor Spurs' league form was? If you listen carefully here, he clearly suggests he didn't have the backing of key people at Spurs, but he did understand the scale of the task he was undertaking.
You know better than me that this club's had some unbelievable world-class coaches, world-class players, and they haven't had a night like this. So I knew what I was taking on. And it's fair to say that it's been really challenging because, you know, wherever else I've had success by this stage, I've kind of had the faith and trust of everybody. And here it's been different. And I understand that's not a criticism. It's just, I think, you know, because of the club and the way it's sort of its recent history or its history, I don't think they could always ever go in all in on one person. And for me, that's always how it's worked well when, you know, people kind of back my vision. So, but within that, I think when we got to sort of the end of January, the end of the transfer window, and I kind of assessed our situation, I just made a decision there and then that this was the trophy we were going to go for. And, you know, it probably was at odds with what other people at the club sort of believed at the time we should do. And that's understandable. But I just really believed we could win this. And sort of everything we've done since then, everything we've done at training, everything we've done in terms of the games, the teams I've selected is about making sure when these games came around, the Europa games, that we're in the best possible condition to tackle them. And that's come at a cost for sure in the league, and I've got to take the responsibility for that. But I just felt like the end game of winning something was more important, and it was the only way I was going to do it.
Yeah, great success for Ange Postecoglou. We don't know about his future, as I said. Manchester United have suffered their 20th defeat in all competitions this season. It's their most since the 73-74 season when they were relegated. Their defender, Luke Shaw, says the players must take responsibility.
I think where we are in the league, you know, the results we've had, it's not acceptable for a club like Manchester United, you know, that has won multiple trophies, has always been one of the biggest teams in the world. And, you know, at the moment, we're so far away from that. And I think us as players, we have to take responsibility for that because we're the ones that are on the pitch that need to deliver. And not just tonight, but I think it's been a whole season that it's been nowhere near good enough. And, you know, it sounds a bit, you know, silly, but of course I can only say sorry to the fans.
That's Luke Shaw. Now, in the Leinster Under-20 hurling final, Kilkenny were always in control in Portlaoise as they beat Dublin by 221 to 17 points. Early goals from Rory Glynn and Aaron McAvoy set them on their way. Kilkenny now play Tipperary in the All-Ireland final on Saturday week in Nolan Park. Meanwhile, the Camogie Association will tonight hold their special congress on the Scorts issue at Croke Park. In cricket, Ireland beat the West Indies by 124 runs in the first of their one-day internationals at Clontarf. Ireland made 303 for 6 off their 50 overs. In reply, Ireland bowled out the Windies for 179. The second game between the countries takes place in Clontarf tomorrow. There was a milestone moment when a single off the last ball of the 17th over took Paul Stirling to 10,000 runs across all formats, Test, ODI and T20. The man of the match was Ireland's Andy Balbirnie.
I think where we are in the league, you know, the results we've had, it's...
We were itching to go at the start of the day. Obviously, we'd had a tough couple of weeks in terms of injuries, but I think the guys that stepped up really looked the part from the off, which is great to see, and it's a great testament to what we're doing kind of outside of the international game. Obviously, a quick word for Paul. I think 10,000 runs is an amazing achievement, and he still leads from the front for us as a batting group and a captain as well, and just delighted for him.
What about the rest of the performance? You look like you really enjoyed batting with the debutant Cade Carmichael. Then you teamed up again with Harry Tector as well, very effectively.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of role I've been given, is to try to bat deep and do as well as I can up top, and then take it get, kind of progress as I go on, and some days it'll come off, some days it won't. Luckily it did today. It was nice to spend a bit of time with Cade, who I thought looked really organised when he came in. Harry kind of just continued his form in ODI cricket, and yeah, we felt like we'd maybe left a couple out there in the end, but I think the way the boys bowled with the new ball really set us up for a good win.
Andy Balbirnie in cycling. Irish riders got off to an encouraging start on day one of the Ross Tolshan, but it was Britain's Tim Shoreman who triumphed into Boyle and took the first leader's yellow jersey. Niall McLaughlin of Connacht Cycling was second, and Oran Dugan from Cycling Ulster was seventh, but thanks to two sprints he won while involved in the day's most significant breakaway, he ends up third overall. Today's stage is the longest, over 170 kilometres from Charlestown to Clifton. Finally for now, this evening's racing, it's in Limerick, it starts at 5 past 5.